I'm feeling tentative because the last question that our table group said was, what is truth? And then it like turned off. So I'm coming to you wide-eyed, and I pray and hope that you come as well in that way. I want to recognize first that this passage is answering a very specific question. And on first read, it seems that there are it's just a laundry list, perhaps, of theological claims. But Jesus is actually answering a very specific question. And that is the question of his lineage and of his divinity. The people are saying, we know your mom and dad. We know your parents. So you must be crazy to say that you're from heaven or from God. So I ask these individuals who are questioning Jesus, wait a second, where were you during Mary's sudden pregnancy or the sojourn to Egypt? Or did you see the star? Or did you see that big caravan of wise men coming through town? Or do you even realize that Jesus is the only person of his age because of the slaughter of the innocents? He has no peers. So now Jesus has to answer for himself. And he launches into this complicated and heavy-hitting explanation of who he is and where he's from and why that's so important. And then I remember, oh, this is a writer writing about what Jesus said. So let's reframe this. This is John talking about Jesus. John uses words like no one, everyone, truly, eternal, this is forever. Strong words. Maybe some of you had the same reaction that I did when reading this passage. I said, really, Jesus? You had to go and say all that and make things that much more complicated. Then again, I'm speaking to John, who wrote this. So I'm curious if any of you found yourselves using some of these heavy-hitting words when you were trying to describe what you wish you could say with certainty or what you could or could not say with certainty during our table topics conversation. So those words again are that I picked out are no one, everyone, truly, eternal, this is forever. I know that some of those words came out in our table topic conversation. So, would you or I be able to go through this passage and take its little bits and pieces and stand up and say with certainty that we believe or are certain of all of the claims that Jesus is making about Jesus in this passage? Could I pick out one of your faces on Zoom and say to you, hey, Heidi, guess what? No one can come to Jesus unless drawn by the Father who sent Jesus. And Jesus will raise that person on the last day. Could we do that very easily? I don't know. It's tough. I kind of have a hard time doing that. So I have 10,000 questions about these claims and 10,000 doubts. Does no one really mean no one? And how do you come to Jesus? How can you be drawn by God? How do you know if you're being drawn by God? What does raised mean? Raised to heaven, to eternity? Is heaven even up? So I've always been personally in the business of digestible faith. Not digestible in the sense of watering it down, but digestible in the sense of being aware that some of us are gluten-free, some of us are vegetarian, some of us are vegan. What does that mean in reference to faith? To me, it means that we recognize that we have stories and hurts and pains and sensitivities and preferences. Some of us balk at God being called a father or a mother. Others find great comfort in it. So, digestible faith. What do we do when we have a giant loaf of bread? We tear it to pieces. So let's tear this passage up just a little tiny bit for fun. And so we know the question that Jesus was being asked. Jesus is being asked, hey, we know who your parents are. Why are you saying that you're from heaven? Jesus was making claims of divinity, making claims of the highest order, saying who can be saved and why and how. So what do we do with this? How do we embrace this? Can we even embrace it at all? I'm going to say to all of you now, I cannot embrace this passage as a certainty. Maybe I'm about to be struck by lightning from heaven, but sometimes it's just time to be honest with each other. So let's pick apart this passage even more. I pulled out the verbs, and those verbs are come, draw, raise. I'm going to write them in the chat. Come, draw, raise, write, teach, learn, see, believe, eat, die, live, and give. All this week, I have had the immense pleasure of reading the spiritual diversity survey that I sent out. Some of you may have had an opportunity to fill it out. I hope all of you did. I know many of you did. And it has been incredible to read your answers. And I have no idea who wrote which answer unless you've told me a story that corresponds with something you said. So, one of my last questions was, if you wish, please comment on how St. Lydia's, a community based in practice, has highlighted, changed, or shifted your personal beliefs. St. Lydia's is a community based in practice, but what do we each believe? Is there anything we are each certain of? So these verbs, I put all of your answers in a PDF file, and I searched for these verbs among your answers because why not? And I found every single one of these words from this passage within your answers of what you believe. Maybe that doesn't mean anything, but to me, it was very, very cool. I couldn't get past it, and I don't want us to just gloss past it either. Maybe you found it very hard during table topics or even when you were writing down the answer to this question in the survey, what you can say with absolute certainty. But I want to share with you some of the words that you all wrote down in your answers. After I'm done sharing these statements, I will invite sermon sharing. I believe that we all deserve love. I believe that it's okay if things don't make sense. I am not a Christian, but becoming a Christian. God is love. What you focus on, you feed. Fact and true don't need to be the same. I believe in our stories. I believe in the Om Namah Shivaya. Extravagant love, non-harming, and bold justice. The Nicene and Apostles' Creeds. Bring honesty rather than trying to bring what we think is right or best. I believe that when we show up for each other, it's one of the ways God shows up for us. Finally, I believe that God bears us up always. Amen. We share the sermon here at St. Lydia's. We'll spend a few moments in silent reflection. Then when you hear the non-bell sound, you're invited to share a story or an experience that was sparked by the sermon or the text. St. Lydia's, our practice is to welcome the reflections of all who share without engaging in crosstalk, either lauding or questioning the stories or experiences others have shared. In doing so, we hold a space where we can learn more deeply about one another in community. We begin in silence.